Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Well, it's too late to rescue you. They're going to barrage you with constant questions. Why do we even play? Why do we even have practice? I mean, you guys got all the answers.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here.
Hey, I'm just here so I don't get fired.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And we are off the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. And today we get a little reprieve from Kip Branch, who's not in studio today. He is taking one of his 30-plus vacation days that he gets a year. In studio with us is Coach Vendette from the Camden County Wildcats. Coach, thanks for filling in.
No problem. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. So I guess really the place for us to start is we're going to start with NCAA football or NCAA basketball. I'm already in football gear. NCAA basketball. So, you know, my bracket looks pretty good. As you know, if for those folks that listen to this show on a consistent basis, they know that as far as prognosticating games, typically I'm pretty good at that. My bracket, right in line with pretty much what I do for our listeners each and every week.
Mine, on the flip side of that, mine's holding up right now, but with the loss of summer schools, Kentucky especially.
Kentucky.
You know, it's blown my Final Four. I still got Duke going all the way, but we'll have to see.
I've got Texas Tech, Baylor, Wisconsin, and Arizona as my Final Four teams. I've got Arizona winning the whole thing.
Yeah, I had Duke, Baylor, Kentucky. I forget who the other one was. So
I've been telling you guys for weeks. Kip and I both, actually, have been telling you guys for weeks. Gonzaga gets a number one seed. If you want to not lose money, don't put money on Gonzaga. They will constantly let you down. They do it year in, year out. They're not going to win it. As evidenced for those folks that watched the Gonzaga-Georgia State game, you look at the score, and yeah, Gonzaga won by 21 or whatever it was, so it looks like a blowout, but Georgia State had the lead in that basketball game halfway through into the second half. Georgia State had one of their key players get injured, and they had their two bigs get in foul trouble late in that basketball game. And then when that happened and the bigs had to come off the court, Gonzaga just went big, and Georgia State didn't have the size to be able to contend, and Gonzaga did whatever they wanted to do. Meaning, in short story, what that means is that when Gonzaga gets into a game that's got against a team that's got three or four good legitimate bigs, they're not going to win.
Yeah, this matchup this week against Memphis is going to be, this next game against Memphis is going to be pretty good.
Oh, I think they're done.
You know, I mean, you got them going on, you know, like the Kentucky game showed you, they had one kid, St. Paul, I think, had a kid come off the bench with 20-something points. You know, they had two guys, one at 26 and one at 20, including a bench guy. So, like they always say, tournament time, restart the season, almost like day one. You never know who's going to show up and show out.
No. I think Arizona and Baylor are the two teams to beat. Obviously, they're both on opposite sides. Some other teams that you need to watch, Tennessee. I think Tennessee's got, I've been saying this again for weeks, for those folks that listen to the show week in, week out, we thank you. Tennessee, I think, has got a chance to make a deep run. Obviously, I've got Texas Tech, who's not a number one, but I've got them in the Final Four. I've got them going through Duke. Wisconsin, I've got, pay attention to Wisconsin. I think they're going to go deep. So, you know, Memphis, I think, goes through Gonzaga this week, or actually, what is that? Is that game today?
Game today, yes.
Yeah. Memphis goes through Gonzaga, goes ahead and gets the first number one seed knocked out. That's what's happening today.
And my bracket still got Gonzaga going on just for playing the odds, trying to do, you know, we're competing with a bunch of my friends and coaches. We all got our brackets, so we're going to try to play the odds. But, yeah, I got a feeling that there's going to be major upsets today almost across the board.
Kip's been trying to tell you how good Houston is. Well, they're going to get Arizona in the next round if they get by to, today, or I guess tomorrow, against Illinois. Can Houston beat Arizona? No. Kip will tell you they can. Jason Bishop says they can't. Again, the person to listen to on this show is Jason Bishop, not Kip Branch. He's been harping on how good the AAC teams are, and I've been trying to tell you, Memphis is really good. Houston's decent. Beyond that, not much there.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be interesting. Like I said, you mentioned Tennessee going deep. You know, I'm a Tennessee grad, so.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Way back in the day. But, you know, so got a feeling for them. All of a sudden, they've done the past couple of years. We kind of turn it on here, SEC tournament-wise, and going on. So, we'll have to see what everybody's got. But today's a new day. Everybody's waking up. It's going to be interesting.
As far as teams from this area that are in the tournament, we basically had Georgia State from up in Atlanta, and, you know, and that's really it. So, obviously, everybody from this area was watching that Georgia State-Gonzaga game. And, you know, Georgia Tech, I'm talking to you, right? Because Georgia's basketball program's pretty bad typically anyway. You know, there's not a lot of tradition with the Georgia basketball program, but with Georgia Tech, there is. And, you know, we need to see the Yellow Jackets back in this tournament.
Yeah,
it's been a minute.
It's been a while, but, you know, they're playing in the ACC. And when you look at the ACC, and you always got Syracuse popping up there. Miami has a good year. Virginia all of a sudden came out of nowhere this year. Virginia Tech, too. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, Miami moved on. I guess that's kind of a team and Auburn. Mm-hmm. Miami moved on, and I know that our good friend Anthony Romano, of course, went to Facebook and immediately let everybody know he's a Miami guy. Let everybody know that Miami advanced, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you, the road ends with Auburn, my friend. You ain't getting by Auburn.
If we don't get a phone call sometime this hour or so, we'll be surprised.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
You're listening to the two biggest studs in the South, Jason Bishop and Kip Branch. At least, that's what they'll tell you.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Camden County Wildcats announced the date of their annual spring game for the 2022 football season. The Wildcats will suit up in the intra-squad game on Friday, May the 13th. The game will kick off at 5:30 p.m. at Chris Gilman Stadium. The Wildcats will be a very young squad after losing 40-plus seniors from last year's team. Camden will also be in somewhat of a different region. Tiff County dropped to 6A, and both Richmond Hill and Valdosta moved up, The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, presented by Southeast Georgia Health System. And this segment is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, the expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, 912-466-7340, or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. And now we'll go to the weekend review.
And here we go. Farewell, Freddie. All I can say is Matt Olson better hit. March Madness. Yes, yes, yes. No one is beating Arizona. Gator fans, quit crying that UGA stole your coach. It's not our fault that he would rather go to a terrible program than stay in that little place you call Gainesville. Tom Brady, the new Brett Favre. Green Bay, you might as well have just given Devontae Adams to the Raiders. Baylor is going to win the NCAA tournament. If anyone can find a way for Deshaun Watson to underachieve, it's the Browns. Alex Anthopoulos, you will be remembered as the guy that let Freddie walk. Come on into America's favorite circus, the Los Angeles Lakers. The Twins just gave Carlos Correa $105 million for 3 years. They're going to have to take out a second mortgage on both cities to pay for him. Ayo, farewell to the bad guy. And these are my thoughts.
When John Schuerholz was the manager of the Atlanta Braves, Chipper Jones never, ever got to free agency that I can remember. It was always an extension a year before or during the season when he was heading into free agency, but Chipper never got the chance to test those waters because John Schuerholz was too smart for that, that he knew if Chipper Jones got on that open market, and then you don't ever know what's going to happen when a player gets there. And, you know, this falls on both people. You know, this falls on Freddie Freeman as much as it does in Alex Anthopoulos. It falls on Alex Anthopoulos because you should have gotten him signed in the spring training of last season, and you didn't do it. And this falls on Freddie Freeman. When he got to the waters, he started listening to those agents, and those agents were trying to drive his market up. And Freddie, I don't know if you watched the – if you have not watched the press conference yesterday where the Dodgers announced Freddie Freeman – it is painful to watch Freddie Freeman talk when you can sit there and visibly watch him and hear him and the things he says, basically just telling everybody, I still want to be a Brave. That's basically what he said in the press conference. But shame on his agents because they were trying to drive the market up, and the Braves made their final offer. They didn't believe Anthopoulos that it was their final offer, thought he was bluffing. And they advised Freddie not to sign, even though Freddie wanted to sign that deal. Told him not to, and he didn't. And then another day went by, another day went by, and another day went by. And at some point, Alex Anthopoulos has got to do his job. He's got to have somebody play first base. And he's got his final offer on the table to Freddie Freeman. It's been 3 days, and he hadn't signed that deal. Got to have somebody play first base. The worst-case scenario for Alex Anthopoulos is he doesn't make the Matt Olson trade, hoping that he signs Freddie Freeman, and then Freddie Freeman signs somewhere else, and now there's nobody to play first base. He can't let that happen.
No, not in this day and age.
Yeah. If you haven't watched the press conference yesterday where the Dodgers announced Freddie Freeman as their new big ticket, I encourage you to watch it because it is completely obvious through the things that Freddie says in that press conference that he doesn't want to be there in L.A. He's there because that was the next best offer, or that was the best offer once Atlanta made the Matt Olson trade. Braves offered him 5 years, $140 million, averages out to $28 a year. The Dodgers got Freeman for 6 years, $162 million, $27 a year. So on average, Freddie's making $1 million less with the Dodgers per year than he would have with the Braves deal. Now, granted, the Dodgers gave him a 6 year. Braves weren't willing to go six. So Freddie, by signing the Braves deal, would have left $22 million on the table. That's a lot of money. $22 million on the table. And let's be honest, Freddie's probably not going to get another contract after this unless it's like a one-year deal or he's coming back as a DH or something like that. But this is going to be Freddie's last big contract. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Dodgers, credit to them. You know, Freddie was talking about the press conference that they just berated him, that they were just constantly, we want you, we want you, we want you, we want you. And Freddie said Alex Anthopoulos only called him twice in the offseason. But go ahead.
I said it's a strange business these days. You know, you know what general managers, everybody thinking there. You look at the whole field, but to let somebody like Freddie get away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the equivalent of Chipper Jones walking out. Yeah, it sure is. And, you know, Freddie said that Anthopoulos called him twice during the offseason in that interview or the press conference yesterday. And, I mean, I get Freddie's point. I guess he felt a little disrespected. But, dude, you guys have been negotiating for a year. What else is there for Alex to say to your agents when he's been negotiating with your agents for a year?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he told you, this is my last best offer. I can't do any better than this. And, you know, the book is out on Alex Anthopoulos. If his agents thought that Alex was bluffing, that's not the scouting report on Alex Anthopoulos. He's a guy that's very shrewd, very straightforward, and he's, you know, he's going to try and make the best deal that he can. I mean, this dude's got Ronald Acuña Jr., the best player in baseball, on a 10-year, $100 million contract. He's average. Ronald Acuña Jr., the best player in baseball, if they don't redo that contract, is going to make $10 million a year for the next decade. Mm-hmm. That's how good of a general manager Alex Anthopoulos is.
Yeah. There's even reports, looking at the ESPN article and everything, that even Chipper was going to Freddie saying, they don't bluff.
Yeah.
This is they're giving you their best shot. They're giving you what they got. You got to make a decision, but they're not bluffing. They're not going to come back later and try to outbid somebody.
I'm glad you brought that up, because Chipper opened up in an interview. I guess somebody approached him and said, hey, did you talk to Freddie? And he said, yeah, I did talk to Freddie. And I told him that this is Chipper talking. I told him he was playing a very dangerous game. I told him, if you want to be a Brave, sign the contract. Don't sit here and let your agents run the show. If you want to be a Brave, sign the contract, because Alex Anthopoulos has a job to do, and if he doesn't do it, he gets fired. Mm-hmm. Alex Anthopoulos' job was on the line here. And so, you know, Chipper came out and said, look, I told him he was playing a dangerous game. If I told him if he wanted to be a Brave, sign the deal. Didn't do it. Nope. And so, watch that press conference. And watch that. It is so painful to sit there and watch. And, you know, Freddie's like, oh, I'm happy to be here. And then they start asking him Atlanta Brave questions. And he's like, yeah, I spent 15 years there and got a lot of fond memories. And did I ever think I'd play somewhere else? Well, if we're being honest, no.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's painful to watch.
Yeah. But now you see those, yeah, I mean, I hate to say it, but you see a lot of those press conferences nowadays when a lot of these new players who've been in the team forever, and, I mean, in some ways, even Tom Brady leaving the Patriots the same way. I'd do everything, I'd leave here after my whole career, but, you know, that gets interesting.
Yep.
Spring is in the air, and that means new beginnings. Easter is on its way. Make it special. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. And don't forget, Mother's Day, graduations, and of course wedding seasons are just around the corner. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy. Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGI Strike Zone.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
The Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, presented by Southeast Georgia Health System. Kit Branch not in studio today. He's taking one of his 52 vacation days. He gets one a week.
I need his contract.
We all do. Trust me. His contract is something else. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is presented by Southeast Georgia Health System. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery, 912-466-7340, or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. You know what? It would be a shame to have Jeremy Vendette in studio and not take that opportunity to talk some Camden County football, so I think that's what we'll do. Obviously, Jeremy Vendette on the coaching staff, often referred to as Jeff Heron's right-hand man. Of course, Jeff Heron, the head coach for the Wildcats, and then we got two Camden County guys here in the studio. I call the games here on K-Bay, mm-hmm. Our home affiliate, K-Bay 106.3, broadcast the Camden County games, and they get called. Loss of 40-something seniors. We said that was said in the Southern Sports Edition Minute. 40-something seniors. Had a pretty talented group last year. You said in one of our breaks you wish that you'd have had another year with that group. And so now, you've got the rising class coming up. Region changes. Valdosta comes up. Richmond Hill comes up. Tift County goes down to 6A. What in your opinion, what do we look like?
Well, right now, kids are busting their butts. We're in the weight room, in the mornings, having great gains every week. Strength-wise,
mm-hmm.
They're working out great. Speed and agility is coming along. Right now we're lifting 3 days a week and doing running conditioning twice a week, and they're getting better. They're meeting with them, learning plays, running things, running offense, running defense. So things are looking good. I mean, it's going to be, yeah, like I said, losing 40 seniors is going to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
That happens everywhere we go.
Mm-hmm.
The region we're in now, you have to win to get in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're now a five-team region, so there's no more automatic bid
mm-hmm.
getting in there. So, you know, losing TIFF but getting Richmond Hill and Valdosta, it's not an even trade. not a fair trade.
Not at all. No, not at all. I look at the region, you know, you're as a coach, you try to get prepared the same for each and every game, and you see every opponent. I look at Camden's schedule, the non-region, mm-hmm. and I think it's pretty favorable. I think it's a really good schedule when you've got a young team that's trying to come along. Mm-hmm. So I really like the non-region schedule. And there's not much travel. I think the only travel...
We've got three games on the road next year.
Right, and the only non-region game that Camden makes is up to Brunswick. So, you know, 30 miles up the road. And then, you know, Glen Academy comes down to Chris Gilman as well. So, yeah, I think the non-region schedule certainly early in the season is very friendly to a young football team trying to get its feet up underneath them. And then you get into the schedule, and I believe you go on the road to, is it Colquitt?
We go Richmond Hill, then Colquitt, and then home for Valdosta, open week, and then last game of the season against Lowndes.
Okay. So the way I see the region mm-hmm. is obviously Camden's going to bring in a young team. I think that by the time that the Wildcats get into the region schedule, those sophomores will be unofficial juniors.
Yeah.
You know, you've basically played more than half a season at that point. So I think they'll be much better. And then I look at Lowndes. Ja'Kuri Brown moves on. Mm-hmm. Goes off to Miami, I guess, is where he committed to. And so, you know, what does Lowndes do at quarterback? So I feel like that the Vikings are going to take maybe a step back to the pack. I think Colquitt's going to be very good. I think that region-wise, as far as winning the region, I think you got to be honest and say that probably the two favorites to do that are Colquitt and Richmond Hill. I think Richmond Hill's got a very young, well, they've got a group of, which will be now juniors, mm-hmm. Which are very talented, and we started to see that toward the end of last year with Richmond Hill.
Yeah, Richmond Hill, I mean, they've got a good team. They've had one pretty much year in and year out. You know, they've dodged the 7-8 bullet for a couple of years and finally got moved up, joined us.
Yeah, but, you're right. That's a great way to describe it.
But it's going to be, I mean, they're going to be interesting. You know, they're a new team in the region we've never played before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're kind of familiar with Valdosta, scrimmaged them a couple of years ago, you know, played them in the past. You know what the Valdosta is, you know what the Colquitt is, you know what the Lounge, you know their communities, you know what you're going to get. Valdosta is kind of a new kid on the block, so it's going to be kind of interesting. But in the same token, we played them in JV, we played them in freshman games in a couple of years. I think Camden played them a couple of years back up there. So we're not 100% unfamiliar with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a different... So one nice thing is it's only a 90-minute ride up the road.
Right, short trip. Yeah, short trip.
You know, it's the shortest trip you've got in, when you talk about regions.
Yeah, yeah. And the last time the Wildcats played Richmond Hill, Wildcats versus Wildcats, mm-hmm. 2 years ago when Bob Spire was still the head coach at Camden and Richmond Hill came to Chris Gilman and won that football game going away.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, that was a huge win for Richmond Hill, and they certainly did celebrate like it, and you know, don't take anything away from them. You know, beating a brand mm-hmm. such as Camden, you know, big deal for them. So yeah, the last time that Camden faced Richmond Hill was at Chris Gilman 2 years ago under Bob Spire, and they lost. And so for at least two more years, Camden will get two more shots at Richmond Hill, one home and one away. Yeah, so I look at Colquitt, and I look at Richmond Hill, and I think those are probably your two favorites. I think one will finish one will finish two. And then I get to Camden, Lowndes, and Valdosta. I think Valdosta is a wreck. I think Valdosta's everything that happened in the off season heading into this season with Coach Prost. I thought Valdosta did a pretty good job with the kids rebounding. Mm-hmm. What does it look like year two?
I think they're going to be a lot better year two.
Yeah.
You know, for them to hold the program together with what they did, what they went through, losing Coach Probst, you know, Coach Felton over there has done a great job with them. You know, I was glad to see him stay on and get a chance to keep going. You know, talk about Colquitt being a favorite. Colquitt's also the one going through a entire staff change on coaches.
That's a good point.
You know, so you don't know how the kids are going to react to them in their season coming in there. So, you know, I personally think you're right. Colquitt and Lowndes are kind of quote-unquote favorites, but that's because it's year in and year out what's been going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I think it's a shootout on whoever's going to get a chance. I mean, everybody's got different dynamics going on. Like I said, we're a young team coming in, but we're also second year into Wing T, and luckily nobody on the other side of that fence sees Wing T a lot, so hopefully our run game will be able to counteract some of them.
And the thing with the Wildcats, especially in the region docket of the schedule last year, I think you really began to see the physicality of the players really start to take hold of running that Wing T, the much more of a physical football team than maybe early on in the year in region play. Unfortunately, you know, when you're in region play, like you said, it's Colquitt and Lowndes, and you know, and Tift had a pretty decent year last year too.
Yeah, it's just, you know, the kids towards the end of the year, even the juniors, they're moving up to seniors this year, they're playing a lot. Took steps up, getting physicality and everything. I mean, everybody right before the playoff last year, or right before we started region play last year, all three Warner Robins back to back.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Golden House Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden House Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden House Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Spring is in the air, and that means new beginnings. Easter is on its way. Make it special. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. And don't forget, Mother's Day, graduations, and of course wedding seasons are just around the corner. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGI Strike Zone.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. from the Bishop Media Sports Network. Joining us from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Dr. Bo Sasser. Dr. Sasser, thanks for taking the time.
Hey, great, Jason. Glad to be here.
So, Braves made some free agent moves in the offseason, the short offseason that we had, and, you know, I guess the one we're not going to talk about right now because we have inundated our show with Freddie Freeman so far, we're going to talk about Kirby Yates. And if you remember Kirby Yates back in 2020, which is the last time he pitched, and probably for about 3 years prior to that, he was one of the top three closers in all of baseball. He was lethal. He was with Toronto. They signed him injured. He had Tommy John May of last year. And he signed in the offseason with Atlanta. They were expecting him maybe back originally around the summer. Now they're saying early summer. Now they're saying probably August before we get Kirby Yates back. To me, that seems a little long. Am I wrong, Dr. Sasser?
You know, these days, with the Tommy John surgery, I mean, it's definitely come a long way since its initial kind of all the pioneering techniques performed by Dr. Andrews. And but all in all, it can still take 12 to 15 months. You know, I think there is a more aggressive rehab where we're learning ways to get these guys out a little faster. So I'm not saying it's 6 to 9 months, but I think 9 to 12 months, like you're thinking, is probably more of an average time. But I wouldn't say somebody that takes 12 to 15 months is per se an outlier in that respect. I mean, not only are you healing the ligament and getting the strength back to the elbow, but then you've got to do all those other things to get your technique back and to make sure that you basically protect your repair. It's kind of like I tell people, sort of like ACL surgery. Yes, it only takes 6 to 9 months for the ACL to repair, but at the same time, it can take up to a year because you have to get all that strength back, all those stabilizers back. And this is especially important around the elbow where they're throwing the ball at, you know, the rotation of the ball as the elbow comes forward is hundreds of degrees per second. To get that velocity. So they really have to protect that. So, and again, these guys are worth so much that you gotta take care of your commodity, yeah. Really and truly.
Yeah, Braves signed him for $8 million and change for the next 2 years, and they're only going to get maybe a year and a quarter out of him.
Right.
So, of course, Kirby Yates, by the way, Dr. Bo Sasser sitting with us from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Kirby Yates, of course, top-end closer, top-shelf closer, touching 99 consistently before he got hurt. You do the surgery, or, you know, you hear so much about, oh, well, Tommy John's no longer a career ender. Guys come back, and they're just as good. That's not completely 100% always the case.
Right. It's really not. It's a lot of these guys, you know, there's a lot of good studies, a lot of boring studies where it looks at the anatomy of that little teeny ligament and versus the new ligament where they actually take a tendon from your wrist and that becomes the new ulnar collateral ligament or, you know, Tommy John ligament. And it's stronger, so people think the elbow is going to be stronger. But if you look at the studies, and these are the ones done by, you know, the big name guys, the Jimmy Andrews, who no one does the surgery better really than him. 25% of the time, these guys don't come back to their previous level. We don't completely know why, but they don't. And really, to say previous level means that they get on the mound and they pitch one game. They pitch one game. If they come back and pitch one game, that's back to their previous level. But really, is it? You know, they might not pitch many innings. Their velocity might not be hitting 99 anymore.
Now, when you say, just to clarify, when you say 25% of those folks don't get back to the same level, what you're saying is 25% of these folks that have this surgery, these pitchers that have this surgery, don't get back to the major leagues. Is that what you're saying?
I am.
Yeah. So in Kirby Yates' case, This is his first Tommy John. Like I said, he was touching 99, top end closer. Haven't seen him since 2020. He'll be back in August, 15 months. He says around average, 75% of these guys make it back to the same level. What percentage of guys that get back are actually back to where they were before they got hurt?
Right, and I can't answer that. I mean, there probably is that studies, especially looking at starters versus closers.
Mm-hmm.
Closers don't pitch as many innings. Hopefully starters pitch more than three or four innings. These days they don't seem to pitch as much. But closers might only pitch one inning, but they have to come out, you know, with reckless abandon. They have to be pitching. That first pitch has to go come across at 99. And so I don't know if there's a difference between the type of pitcher when they come back. But this isn't even just pitchers. This is just throwing athletes, third basemen, outfielders, catchers. 25% of the time, they don't get back to that same level.
That's crazy. Joining us again, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Dr. Sasser, thanks for taking the time.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Jason.
Yeah, and don't be too heartbroken about Freddie Freeman.
I know. I cry.
We all cry. Losing Freddie Freeman is a big... That's the equivalent of Chipper Jones walking out the door.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really is. It's the that's what it is. It's Chipper Jones leaving. Yeah, in the break, Coach Vendette and I were talking about, in case you haven't heard, and we'll talk more about this in the next segment because we're short on time in this segment. In case you haven't heard, there is some talk about the GHSA doing away with 7A and just having a full-blown, I guess, 6A classification.
Yeah, they're talking about, you know, dropping down six classifications just to help on travel, get, you know, regions getting schools close together. So it's going to be interesting here in 2024. 2023, I guess, when they start the whole process.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be interesting to see the dynamics of high school football, high school sports periodically as far as trying to get who's going to do, where they're going to put regions at, where they're going to assign regions. You know, right now it's Region 1, anything south of Locust Grove. pretty much Henry County, and then 2 through 8, everybody in that area. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what they're thinking.
And of course, math plays a part in this, yeah, too. There's in 7, and there were like 48, 49 teams.
48, 49, somewhere around
there. Yeah, somewhere in there. And so currently, you know, you've got 7 regions that are based in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one region that's not is basically all of West Georgia or all of South Georgia to swath it all, yeah, the way across. We'll talk a little bit about if that changes and what that could look like. We'll talk a little bit about that on the other side.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the Big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even medicinization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
It's tailgate time, whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over. You are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
I don't know who it is that changed our rejoins. I think that's producer Jim. But man, he gets creative with some of this stuff. Like, you know, you give somebody a little bit of authority, and the next thing you know, they're calling shots. Some people you just can't give a little bit of authority to. It's just the way it is. All right, so we were talking before we went to break about the GHSA talking about in 2024 that they may do away with 7A, and we just have six classifications, including single A, public, private. So, you know, I most folks, they think when they hear that, oh, so all those 7A teams are going to come down to 6A, and those 7A teams are just going to dominate 6A. Well, that's not exactly how it works. Coach Vendette's going to be able to explain it a lot better than I can. So, and again, you know, this is just what they're talking about. This isn't ironclad. We're not telling you this is going to happen. We're just telling you this is kind of where the conversations are going.
Yeah, they're doing it because of trying to cut down travel, trying to make it easier on schools, travel budgets, getting there. You know, like I said, we've got our games, our region games right now are 2.5 hours on the road.
Yep.
You know, so it's a... But, you know, what we see possibly happening is you're going to take everybody outside of Class A and divide them equally into five classifications. So look at the numbers. You're going to take 7A and probably top part of 6A is going to probably merge together into a new 6A region, that kind of stuff. And it's, you know, like I said, nothing set in stone right now. It's just first coming out. They're actually going to vote on it in May to approve the change, and then they'll start. We'll see how things will shape out.
So basically, you've got 48, 49 teams now that are in 7A, mm-hmm. and so they'll take the top 20 schools that are in 6A, population-wise,
possibly.
Top 20 schools that are in 6A, and they'll combine that classification
into a new
6A. 7A won't exist, and then those schools that were in 6A that aren't in the top 20, then they move down to 5A, mm-hmm. and then there are new numbers, obviously, set to keep them at 5A. And then those schools at the bottom half of what is now 5A, formerly 6A.
Yeah, when the FTE numbers all come out and they bounce out how they're doing this now. So basically you're going to take, you get 300 schools, instead of divided by 7, you divide by 6, and that's what the regions are.
Right. So basically, you know, you're not going to have all of these 7A schools come down to 6A and just play 6A football. What they're going to do is they're going to take the top 20 schools population-wise, you know, in theory, what they're talking about doing is taking the top 20 population-wise in 6A and then combining them with the former 7A schools, and now that is your new 6A, and then all those other schools that weren't in the top 20 in 6A, they drop to 5. And then you just kind of go down from 5A to 4A to 3A and just kind of redistribute all of the schools as far as where they land in classifications with new number they're going to institute to be able to accommodate that.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, that's all still in theory. It's just the first stage was the executive committee voted the other day to go to it. They got to get a second vote before they can change the rules. So one note more probably coming out of May.
Mm-hmm.
Once they approve that, then they'll start getting the reclassification committee ready for the next go around in 2 years.
And so here's kind of what that means region-wise. You would have a coastal Georgia region.
Hopefully.
Which would consist of the two Effingham. Now we're, and I'm just guessing. I'm just guessing what makes geographically what makes sense. The two Effinghams, Richmond Hill, Bradwell, Brunswick Glen, Camden. Who am I missing?
Possibly New Hampstead.
Possibly New Hampstead. Mm-hmm. I still feel like I'm missing somebody.
Maybe where, depending on where numbers fall.
The two Effinghams, Richmond Hill, Bradwell, Brunswick, Glen,
us.
Camden. Oh, I was missing Camden. Yeah, I was missing Camden. So that would be the region. If in theory, if you're doing geographic, what makes the most sense geographically? And then, like Coach Vendette said, you know, possibly New Hampstead, depending on where their numbers fall. And then, you know, depending on what where's numbers look like, you know, where do you put them? You know, if they're in the 6A classification as well, or the 5A classification, I guess is really what we'd be looking at. Does Ware go west? Does Ware stay with the coastal Georgia region? I mean, who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
You know, who knows?
You know, that's assuming they do put another region down here. You know, they may.
Yeah, and then and so the second, and then there'd be another region over in the western part of the state, which, you know, would be
your typical region one guys over there right now,
and mm-hmm.
you know, possibly the Warner Robins schools or Coffee, whoever they're there from that side of the state.
What I'm assuming is that when they put together that 6A region of everybody that's there now, mm-hmm. plus the 20 schools, you know, what 20 schools, right? And taking the population, does that mean that, you know, you're going to have the two Effinghams that are going to have the numbers to be able to go up? Do you have Brunswick and Glen? Are they going to have the numbers? You know, so we don't.
It's still going to depend on where they decide to do the cutoff on the FTE numbers.
Uh huh.
You know, and it's just depending on where people's population land theirs. You know, like I said, 20 is, like I said, just an arbitrary number, just to kind of say.
Yeah.
You're kind of dividing up 6A into this, the current 6A, and kind of how you shift everything. But it's, you know, it's going to be an interesting in 2 years.
And a possible dynamic for the other side of the state would be Tift and Lowndes and Colquitt, Valdosta,
Houston,
Warner Robins, Northside.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, Colquitt.
Mm-hmm.
So
you have an I-75 and an I-95 region.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. And so the way I see this shaking out is it's going to be very similar to what we just said. You're going to have instead of one big swath around of South Georgia being one region. And look, even in the 6A classification, you've got Brunswick and Glen and the Effinghams, I believe, and then three Augusta schools.
Yeah.
And so there's the travel that's incurring as well, which makes zero sense mm-hmm. from a travel aspect. So, you know, having a coastal Georgia region makes more sense. Having that West Georgia region makes more sense. But somewhere there's going to have to be a region that gets combined
because
you have to have eight regions to make the numbers work for playoffs. So if they do two South Georgia regions, that means that there's going to be a region up in Atlanta, two regions up in Atlanta that are going to get combined.
Yeah, it's going to be, I mean, there's going to be a lot of large regions. I mean, a lot of regions that are going to have to go to a side A, side B, you know, just because of pure numbers you're looking at possibly going up there.
And
Atlanta, they build a new school every other day.
Yes. Like,
you know, every time you turn around, there's a new school coming in, start next year. So,
and that's a possible dynamic, too. Instead of having two different South Georgia regions, you might just have one region, side A, side B, mm-hmm. and therefore you don't have to combine anybody in Atlanta, which is probably what they'll do, because we all know that when it comes to making choice between South Georgia and Atlanta, who gets preferential treatment there. That's no secret. So that's more than likely what they'll do. I hope not.
No.
I hope we get two different regions.
Yeah. I mean, that's on paper, that's the fairest thing to do, but we'll have to see. Like I said, 2 years from now, we'll know. It just could be an interesting change.
Yep.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com. Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997. The Georgia's Tall Specials, 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, GeorgiaSeaGrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physician, call 1-855-ASK-HS, 1-855-275-7447. The Camden County Wildcats announced the date of their annual spring game for the 2022 football season. The Wildcats will suit up in the intra-squad game on Friday, May the 13th. The game will kick off at 5:30 p.m. at Chris Gilman Stadium. The Wildcats will be a very young squad after losing 40-plus seniors from last year's team. Camden will also be in somewhat of a different region. Tiff County dropped to 6A, and both Richmond Hill and Valdosta moved up. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.